It's Kelly Raspberry.
How naked can I get away with it?
Big Al Mack.
I'm going to go ahead and go on record saying I think Justin Timberlake is an excellent lover.
And JC.
She puts the suck in succulents.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Monday, Kid Nation. Hopefully it's off to a great start. Sometimes we pick a week and we start learning about, you know, certain things. One week we picked eggs. This week I think we're going with mosquito hawks.
Okay.
Because we were wondering, what's their deal? You know, the skeeter eater, also known as the crane fly is what it's known as. They look like large mosquitoes. Yeah. Are they a mosquito? They are not. But once they do show up, mosquitoes are soon to follow. Then it leads to the biggest myths about these crane flies. Contrary to their nickname, skeeter eaters, they do not eat mosquitoes. In fact, as an adult, they don't really eat anything at all, like Justin was mentioning in the first break. They don't even have the mouth parts to do it. If they do eat anything, they might take a little sip of flower nectar, and that's about it. And they never eat mosquitoes, for that matter. So I don't know why they're called that. But most of their eating happens during their larval stage.
So what's their purpose? Do they have a purpose?
Yeah, they do, Big Al Mac. They're actually pretty important. They help decompose our dying plants, and they're also an important food source early in the spring before a lot of other animals have something to eat. So they are important.
They feed other animals or insects.
I just want them out of my house, okay? They can do it. They will. All they need to do outside.
What's crazy to me is that these things, they don't turn into what they are until, like, the temperature's right. So during the winter season or other days of the year, they're just not here.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're
boom.
Like, hey, guys.
Kind of like mosquitoes. They just show up.
And you have them at your house, and I have them at my house, and they're like, they all decided, they had a meeting, and they decided to show up.
Mm-hmm. But these guys don't do anything wrong. They just right. live, you know. They're not going to harm us. They don't bite us. They just live, man.
Well, go next door.
Okay.
Live over there.
Minding their own business.
Uh-huh. And now let's get you all set up here with the celebrity gossip. This morning, it is sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
You know, I have a small amount of commercial, retail, office space in my building that's for lease. And I'm actually wondering, should I rent it out or should I open some sort of business? And if so, what type of business would I put in there? Maybe a thrift store, a wine store, a martini bar, maybe a place to sell some of my junk that I have in storage. Whether you're starting a new business or growing your existing business, you undoubtedly want it to be successful. And to do that, you need to hire talented people to be on your team. And you can find those people right now for free with ZipRecruiter.com/kid. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds highly qualified people for a wide range of roles. And then they send you the best ones. The next step is for you to look them over and find the one or two or three or four that you think are the best. Then you just reach out to them and invite them to apply for your position. And that personal invitation, that's what increases the chances of them noticing you and your company, and they're much more likely to apply. 4 out of 5 employers that try ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid and try them out for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
All right, so we talked last week, I think it was last week, about Blac Chyna doing all the dissolvers in her face.
She's going natural.
And getting rid of the big booty and trimming her nails back to a more manageable length.
Yeah.
So not only is she changing her image, she's also going back to her birth name, Angela White. That's what she'd like to be known as now.
Government name. All right.
So Angela is tied to the Kardashians for life because she had a child with Rob Kardashian, little Dream. The other tie is the father of her son, King, who left her for Kylie Jenner, which was the breakdown of her friendship with Kim. People forget Kim and Blac Chyna used to be running buddies.
They were tight.
They were very close
which
friends.
Which was a weird friendship still.
But you can see where Blac Chyna is. You know, I watch her now, Angela. As I watch her in her video, she's very charming and very funny and self-deprecating. She just, you know, when your man gets stolen, it brings out a side of you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of very nice women when they find out their man's been cheating on them that you see a side of them you never saw before. So anyway, the Daily Mail asked Angela point blank if she was upset when Tyga left her for Kylie.
No, not at all. But that's always been my personality. I don't know, it's a tourist thing. I just see stuff for what it is. You can't make somebody want to be with you. I've always been like a driven person. I just looked at it like, okay, now it's time for you to really get out there and fend for you and your son and not worry about anything that comes in the way. Just keep focused that way.
I don't believe her for a bit. based upon how she acted with Rob.
Yeah, maybe that's how she feels now. But
like, back then.
She's repainting. Yeah, it wasn't like that at all.
No, it was. There was a lot of malice.
History?
There was a lot of malice back then. Yeah.
I do like what she said, though. You can't make somebody love you.
That's
There's a wonderful song.
I can make you love me if you don't.
But that's something you learn later.
Mm. And that the song that used to make you cry?
Oh, it still does.
It still does? Yeah.
Turn out the lights.
That song. Hits.
That's the girl who beat Taylor Swift for best songwriting.
Oh. I'm telling you. That's a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song. She's a great songwriter.
All right, so anyway.
Look on Kelly's face right there.
I got a tear in my eye. Katy Perry was going over some of her past fashion looks during a video for Vogue's YouTube channel, and Katy told a fun story about a miscalculation while filming the video for California Girls.
Funny story behind this is that I look super tan here, right? Mm. Rarely do I get spray tans, and typically you're supposed to get them the night before, right? Well, I just didn't have time. So I got them the day of my music video. When you get a tan the morning of your music video, your color changes gradually throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So I just kept on getting like oranger and oranger and oranger. We had to spend so much extra money on color grading this music video because in one part of the music video, I'm like this color orange and then I'm this color orange in the next part of the music video. Kids, just a little tip, fake tans night before.
That happened to me on a kids trip.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, the day of.
I had gone, I think I'd gone the night before. So you scrub really good, you go get your spray tan. The next morning I got up, but you keep baking. It's like one of those, I don't remember, you just
the
keep
longer
cooking.
It's on, the darker
the longer
it gets.
It's on, the darker you get. By the time we got to Disney World, I was culturally appropriated.
Right.
It was bad.
One time we went to sleep, my wife got a spray tan. We went to sleep, I woke up, looked over, I was like, whoa! Who's this woman in my bed?
We're at Disney World.
Random.
We're at Disney World. I thought I was walking around with the Black Princess.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Tiana?
Tiana, yes. I'm like, hey, Tiana.
But another thing you have to think about is it comes off.
Easy.
So if you're like a bride and you, on that white dress, you got to be so careful. I remember when Fergie showed up on a red carpet and she had orange streaks down the front of her white dress because she had been rubbing her hands and spray tan and all that. You got to be really careful. Kids, one of kids' couches got messed up because somebody with spray tan sat on it and there were big leg prints on it.
No. He got spray tan butt on that thing.
Got
to be careful. Speaking of Katy Perry, remember when people were worried about Katy because she couldn't keep one of her eyes open during her concert?
Yeah.
She kind of looked like a robot from Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
Katy told Vogue that her eye trick was originally a way to make her life more efficient.
The section in my residency that's based on being dumped, like in a literal trash can. I do this pose called doll eye. I can close one eye at a time and still like maintain all function. People started going like, oh, she's a robot. Or, oh, she needs to really detox. Just like all this crazy like conspiracy-esque type stuff. I've sat in a hair and makeup chair for 15 years. If they're putting eyeshadow on this eye and someone's putting my hair up into a French twist, I want to give notes in real time.
All right.
Okay.
But she did it so well. It looked like a magnet closed her eye.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued for $300,000. He wanted $3.1 million over a skiing accident that took place in 2016. This man claims that Gwyneth smashed into him and then just left him unconscious in the snow. So Gwyneth is countersuing for just $1. It's about the principle.
And
but she also
fees.
Wants her attorney fees.
Yeah.
But this brings to mind the $1 lawsuit that Taylor Swift won back in 2017 after she accused a radio DJ of sexual assault. So Gwyneth took the stand on Friday to talk about her basis for the countersuit, and Taylor's lawsuit was brought up.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Uh-huh. And you're bringing this claim for $1.
I am.
$1 in symbolic damages. Is that accurate?
It's an actual dollar that I'm asking for.
Yes. That $1 is symbolic. Do you remember me asking
it's
about
it's symbolic
that?
Because the damages would actually be more.
Okay. And but remember me asking you, is it symbolic? And you said, yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. And I asked you as well, well, you learned about that through Taylor Swift because she asked for $1 in symbolic damages, right?
And I think I said at that point I had not been familiar with it, but I since am.
Are you good friends with Taylor Swift?
I would not say we're good friends. We are friendly. I've taken my kids to one of her concerts before, but we don't talk very often.
Objection, relevancy.
Who cares?
What does relevancy? That have to do? I'm not even an attorney, and I would object to that.
I was about to say, I'm not.
I'm not following here.
I'm not a legal person, but why does it matter?
Can you give me tickets? Are you? I mean,
what if Taylor Swift did it before too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean no one can do it again?
Would you like me to sue him for $3.1 million instead?
Or $3?
What do you need?
$2?
And you know the guy that's like suing is like, please don't raise that number.
I wish the judge would have looked at her and been like, you know what? You can bring snacks for the bailiff tomorrow.
Treats.
So Kelly Clarkson made a big announcement on Instagram yesterday.
I've been working on this project for, close to 3 years now. And I wasn't sure I was going to release it, but I am. And the album is called Chemistry, and it's called Chemistry because I was trying to find a word that really described the whole thing, because I didn't want everybody to think I was just coming out with some just like, I'm angry, I'm sad, like just one or two emotions, you know. This album is definitely the arc of an entire relationship, you know, and a whole relationship shouldn't be just brought down to one thing. So there's, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly kind of thing going on in it. But anyway, chemistry can be a really amazing, sexy, cool, fun thing, but it can also be very bad for you. So that's why I named it Chemistry. I thought it was kind of the perfect title to describe the entire album. That is coming out soon.
Yes, science!
Woo. New music! Yay. She is busy. Like her show, The Voice, and an album, and whoever, you know, who knows how much other stuff she got going.
Well, she put out a Christmas album in 2021. The last time she put out a non-holiday album or any non-holiday music, 2017.
Yep.
Wow.
Crazy, right? So she's been gone a long time. So she's been gone!
One Direction might be broken up, but two of the band members have been making headlines over the weekend. You'll find out who Harry Styles and Zayn Malik have been spotted with when we come back.
Ever wonder what we do when we're not on the air?
That's all I do. I get naked when I get home.
Check out our blogs on KidNation.com. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.